I wanted to start in the Minchas Chinuch in one point which has always fascinated me. And we'll go, it's on the last page that you have, on the bottom of the right hand column, Os Yutes. And the issue that he's going into is the fact that broadly in contemporary terms, in both the Knesios, which are Mispalo Nusach Ashkenaz, so on Friday night they make Kiddush, Chazan recites the Kiddush before Aleinu. In both the Knesios, which daven Nusach Sfar, they do not recite this Kiddush. And this is a machlokus which goes all the way back to the time of the Goyim. The Goyim debated it. There were two camps in the time of the Goyim, those who did the pro-Kiddush and the anti-Kiddush. And this stems from the fact that the Gemara raises the problem in Arvei Pesachim. We know that you need Kiddush b'mokom Suda. That's our halacha. So you have to make Kiddush in the same place that you eat. It happens to be that Rav holds, you don't need Kiddush b'mokom Suda. You can make Kiddush in one place and eat someplace else. The two are not bound to each other. So the Gemara wants to know, in the time of the Gemara, they made Kiddush in Shul Friday night. The Gemara said, according to Rav, fine, we understand, because you can be Yotze Kiddush. The same way, for example, in Arbat the Knesias, that we make Havdolah Motzei Shabbos. So therefore, we make sure that even a person that would otherwise, for whatever reason, he doesn't have wine to his name, he's too poor, he'll forget on his own, he doesn't know the Nusach, whatever, all the varied problems. So a person that comes to Shul, Motzei Shabbos, he listens to Havdolah and he's Yotze. So according to Rav, that there was no necessity of Kiddush B'mokom Suda. So the same thing existed. Came to Shul Friday night, and whatever else went on, but Kiddush were Yotze if he came to Shul. But according to Shmuel, and we paskin like Shmuel, but ain't Kiddush Elo B'mokom Suda. So what is this institution of Kiddush and Shul Friday night? What was this all about? The Chazan couldn't be Yotze. He was going home. He didn't live in the Shul. The people were going home. Everyone had a family, a house. So what did they make Kiddush and Shul for? For what purpose? So the Gemara answers, Lahotzi Orchon Yidei Chavosim, that they had guests, and the shul sponsored the time of the Gemara Achnosas Orchon. And they had rooms for the Achnosas Orchon, which were immediately adjacent to the Beis HaKnesses. And consequently, the Chazan would recite the Kiddush so that the guests that were going to eat in Achnosas Orchem would be Yotze Kiddush then. So that was its purpose. So it was not the regular person that went to his own home, of course, had to recite Kiddush again, because he wasn't Yotze Kiddush, and Kiddush Elo B'mokom Suda. But those that were eating in the rooms adjacent to the shul, so they were Yotze Kiddush and shul. That's the background of the Gemara. So the issue arose, as history went forth, and the institution of the Achnosas Orchem and the Beis HaKnesses lapsed. And today, we don't usually host people in the shul. If a person comes to town and he doesn't have what to eat, somebody invites him and he goes to their home. He doesn't eat in the shul. So if no one's eating in the shul anymore, so why don't we make Kiddush Friday night? Or should we be making Kiddush Friday night? So are those, the Balei HaTosfos, and those among the Gaonim, and the Rosh seems to hold this way in Arvei Pesachim as well, that they recite Kiddush and Shul Friday night as a bracha levatola. There are no orchim, and we paskin like Shmuel ain't Kiddush Elo B'mokom Suda. So well, there's no point in having Kiddush. It was made for a reason. The reason is no longer applicable. That's it. L'chaim l'shalom. Let's forget about it. Yeah, Sam.
That's true. Why do we
have to learn Shabbos? Oh. So what? So what is the response? The response of others, the Rambam writes this, and some of the Goinim, is this point. We have other features in the Tefillah which are not particularly relevant. Chazoras HaShatz would seem to be one of them. It was maybe across the Doris there were some people that didn't know how to daven. Maybe there were women that came to Shul and didn't know it, perhaps. But beyond that, we have the Me'ein Shev and the Mogen Ovis that we recite Friday night. What do we recite it? The classic, there's more than one version, I believe, of how this goes. But the classical version is Friday night, people came to shul, and they were afraid the shuls were outside the city, that some guy would get stuck in shul, he wouldn't be finished davening, and everyone else would be finished davening. He was running late, he made it late to shul, and before he finished davening, people are hungry Friday night, they'll run home and leave him there. So consequently, they enacted, according to one version in the Rishonim, Mogen Ovis, to schlep the davening out a little bit. So while everyone is saying Mogen Ovis, a little extra tefillah, this guy will have a chance to catch up and go home together with everybody else. So the question arises, so nowadays, that shuls tend not to be outside cities, but tend to be in cities, so what's the necessity of having the Mogen Ovis? It's not in a deserted place. Yeah. Okay, but that Shema Yisrael is not a bracha, so we can say a pasuk Shema Yisrael all we want. But we can say Yukim Porkon, we can be mispalo for Reisha Galvosa, and we haven't had Reisha Galvosa in 1,000 years. You know, we haven't had a Reish Galusa in 1,000 years since the end of the Gaonic era. Type. But those are not brachas. But what else when it comes to a bracha? So the Rambam and others argue, so even though it's no longer relevant, but once it was instituted, it remains. So Kiddush was instituted and it remains. So what are the response of the Misnagdim? Because everyone agrees that we say Mogen Ovis. Everyone has Chazoras HaShatz. So their answer is that it depends. There are certain things which were made as fixed parts of the tefillah, were intended to be there, and they were made in all situations. They didn't conduct research in every Beis HaKnesses. You know, one shul is a yekish shul. One shul is a yekish shul. Everyone comes on time. You know, late. They don't know what the word late means, you know. The janitor could come late. But yeah, no upstanding while a bus comes late. Never happens. Who's late? I always told you about that. I had a friend. It's very interesting. He likes to come to the shul because he's from Jackson Heights. And his father was the president of the Young Israel of Jackson Heights. So he comes there. He has children that learn in Chofetz Chaim. And he's very excited because the benches of his parents are right there in the shul. He says, only one funny thing, he says. The men's seat and the women's seat are in the same section. He says, they never had that in Jackson Heights. They're right in that section, one behind the other. So he's a yek, my friend. The word late in him just don't coexist, like oil and water. To the extent that when I was in yeshiva, the mincha was exactly a lichbench. So it was, the sign said, Hadlokas Neiris 4:10, mincha 4:10. It was 4:11, we hadn't started yet, and my friend walks in and I say, Naftali, what's with you? You're late? Doesn't even bat an eyelid. I said, it says this man is 4:10. Doesn't even bear an eyelash. He says, if the sign says 4:10, the sign is wrong. Sinit Shah, he knows such mitzias of his being late. Can't be. And you know something else? He was right. That Lokas Neiris was 4:11 that day. So when Chazal made it, Takana, the Yekesh Shul, no one comes late there. There's no such thing as Ma'achim. So they didn't make it, they made it for all shuls. That's one view. Others say, no, it was made for particular times and places. It wasn't a fix. Where it was necessary, it was enacted. When it wasn't necessary, it wasn't enacted. It wasn't meant to be a fixed part of the tefillah. It was a stopgap measure. Kiddush was there. So Mogen Ovis was a fixed part. They made it even the Yekesh Shul had Mogen Ovis. But Kiddush was a stopgap measure. When there were Orchim, the Gemara says, because of Orchim. If there are no Orchim, they didn't make it. Gemara didn't say Dafka, if there are Ma'achrim, they made it by Mogen Ovis. Mogen Ovis is for all shuls. There are Ma'achrim, there are no Ma'achrim, there are latecomers, there are no latecomers. Doesn't make a difference. It's for all shuls. Kiddush is specifically for Orchim. If there are no Orchim, that's it. They didn't make a Takana. So that's the debate seems to come down to what was the nature of the Takana of Kiddush. This was a fixed feature, a fixed part of the davening, or something that's transient. As per necessity, it was used. When it wasn't needed, it lapses.
What's as far as making the distinction between why one or the other?
I know,
I'm
not saying that
I would presume, if you'd asked me, what I would imagine the reason is probably one was lateness and security is a constant. So you can't legislate having each, you know, place in the world try to figure out what it's going to do. You make a takono for security purposes, it's across the board. Kiddush, Orchem, you know, so if there are no Orchem, you won't make it. You know, you're not going to get in too much trouble with this one. If you mess up and be keeping people secure, you messed up. That's a portion of cheshbon, perhaps. Maybe other cheshbonis. My question is on the other side, is what would be the, I wanted to add one step, of the reason perhaps that it was made, according to those that say it was made a takonah kfur, why would that it was made a takonah kfur? I've always been perplexed, and I've yet to find, unfortunately, that someone else dwelled on this question yet. But it's an obvious question, and no one has ever answered the question for me. Suppose we reestablished, we find Jews of Kew Garden Hills, we're going to reestablish the institution of Dachnosis Orchem. You know, whatever the reason, there are too many Orchem, we don't find adequate places for all of them, so we're going to make Dachnosis Orchem. We're going to have, in all the shuls, people, our guests are going to be eating. Okay, so when would we make the Kiddush for them? It would be after davening was over. So according to Ra, they obviously make Kiddush in the middle of davening. Somewhere, I guess, before Aleinu, as we do it. So according to Ra, that the point was, just as we make Havdolah for anybody to be Yotze when he hears it, Matoiv Manor, fine. But according to Shmuel, that its sole purpose had nothing to do with any normal member in the shul. It only had to do with the people that were going to eat in Achnosis Orchem. So good. So after davening ended, the people will go to the Achnosis Orchem, whoever it is, the Shamas or the Chazan will come, or whatever, and I'll make Kiddush for the people. If the Yechoshes, they couldn't make Kiddush for themselves, they didn't know the Nusach or the text or whatever. So good, the Chazan or the Shamas will come and make Kiddush for them, and they'll go down the night and they'll go home. What did they make this Kiddush for Shmuel in the middle of the davening for?
They won't be missed there.
What?
They won't be missed
if it's told there. What do I mean if this?
It's
part of the service, you're going to make it. Look, everyone's going to the Achnosis. The Achnosis Orchem is part of the shul.
Right,
you're relying on something. On what? What? You know, so they'll have that. It'll be the first step in the meal, and through the Shabbos. You know, Kiddush. What does every Balabas do? He makes Kiddush Friday night when he goes home. What changed?
You're trying to fix the lack
that
there's no one
what?
To do it. So
you're
saying afterwards.
So whatever, you have the Shabbos do it. Whatever. So anything that we need to do, I don't know, it would work. If you had a paid chazan, it would work. Don't worry about it. Or a paid shamas, there'd be no problem.
So maybe you have a reason.
Pay or not pay. Well, listen, but usually in most of history, they paid and that's it. They didn't have a problem. So I think that the answer is, Rabbi Yisrael, I only know one answer to that. It's the only answer that I could imagine to this problem. The Rivosh writes in Hilchos Chanukah, we have that we light Neris Chanukah in the Beis HaKnesses. Now, rather surprisingly, if you look for a Mokor where it says, a Medrash, a Gemara, that you're supposed to light Neris Chanukah in the Beis HaKnesses, Lohayavala Nupra, doesn't exist. So, how is it that everybody, Sfaradim, Ashkenazim, everybody lights it, but there's no source for it? So, the Rivosh says this was instituted when Arab fundamentalism and intolerance reached a point that they could no longer light the menorah outside the house, and thus the Hadlokas Neiros, instead of being a public celebration, became a private celebration. So the Rishonim were concerned that there should be some measure of public Pesumei Nisan. So they instituted the lighting in the Beis HaKnesses that there should be at least some vestige of a public Pesumei Nisan. That's what he writes. My personal suspicion is that they wanted a public Kiddush, a public Zochras Yom HaShabbos V'Katcha. Kiddush should not only be something which is done in the privacy of one's home, but it should be proclaimed in public. And therefore, even though there's nobody in the shul that's being yotzed with Kiddush, that's here, and they could just as well, for the few people that are going to be in the Achnosis Orchem, they could just as well make this after the davening ended, but they had the opportunity to enact the Kiddush, which would be a Kiddush for the whole Rabbah, to be Mekadosh Shabbos B'Rabbah. And that, they wanted to seize that opportunity. That's the reason that they did it. That's the reason that they bothered to make it in the middle of davening.
That would also say that even if they're on the
Orchem. So which is interesting. So it could be, in other words, they would not have enacted it initially if there hadn't been Orchon, that's true. But once that, they wouldn't have enacted it in that basis. But once the war Orchon, they might have said that it should be a takana kfuah for that reason. In other words, the question sometimes in halacha we have, what's the initial impetus to create something? The initial impetus was Orchon. Without that, we wouldn't have created this institution according to Shmuel. But once we created it, that could be that we gave it teeth. That we wanted people, we wanted the kiddush to be barabbas. And that may be the impetus that it became a takana kfuah. Right? The question is, the Rambam said it is a takana kfuah. I want to lend the reason. What's the reason that it would have been made a takana kfuah? Perhaps is because they wanted it to be a kiddush barabbas. It's not the reason they made it initially, but once they enacted it, they wanted it. Now, he has a very interesting question he goes into. Rabbeinu Yonah. Similar in thrust, that's the point. The background is somewhat different, but the end result is the same. There should be an Inyan of Rabban. There it was an Inyan, there's no longer, here they made it into perhaps in the first place, it was an opportunity, so they enacted it, but it allowed them to do Zohar Yom HaShabbos Lekatcha Barabban. Now he goes into a very interesting problem. He says, "Ayin Rosh Perak Arik Sochem Kuf Aleph Omer Aleph in your test." So the Rabbeinu Yonah wanted to defend this minhag against the onslaught of those Goinim that said it's a brocha of Atalim. So he had an ingenious idea, Rabbeinu Yonah. Maybe Divrei Rabbeinu Yonah Shekosav the Avshein Orchem of Beis HaKnesses. Even though nowadays there are no longer Orchem in the Beis HaKnesses. Oh, so your test in the last page. And a kiddush brocha of Atalim. The kiddush is not a brocha of Atalim. Why? He kiddush b'vokum suda in the limud rabbanon. Says this din Rabbeinu Yonah says that ain't kiddush alav b'vokum suda. Says whatever you want to talk about kiddush Friday night is deraisa. It's the rabbanon. I mean deraisa. It's a mitzvah deraisa. It's a mitzvah alakos. Whatever it may be, the most you can make of it is that it's a mitzvah alakos. But the din of ain't kiddush alav b'vokum suda, he says, that's undoubtedly only a din rabbanon. That's not a deraisa dikidim. If that's the case, Alkein Yaitzim Anoshim Kiddush Deraisa, Kiddush Beis HaKnesses. Therefore, whoever hears the Kiddush Hashem is Yaitzim in a term. Who would this be? For Oysim Anoshim Shem Yaitzim the Kaddish. Those people that don't know how to make Kiddush, and we're afraid they're going to go home Friday night and they won't hear Kiddush. So what can we do? We can't have the Chasim go to everybody's house and to make Kiddush individually for every guy to give him Kiddush and welcome Suda. That's beyond the scope. But we can make sure that everyone's Yaitzim Kiddush Deraisa. That much we're able to do. So some say, with tefillah, with davening, yoytze, the din deraisa. So the answer to that is very simply, as he's going to explain in a moment, that the same guy that doesn't know how to make kiddush, there's a good chance he doesn't know how to daven either. It's not, you know, it's not that the Rebbe forgot to teach him the page of kiddush. He doesn't know how to daven, so he didn't daven either. The alkein yoytze, l'chayra l'das ha-mogen avram, Yotzi the Kiddush deraisa b'tefillah. This is what he contended with. He went into last week that he found very, very difficult. How you yotze? Because we don't mention zechira shitzias mitzrayim b'tefillah. But the Rambam said you are yotze. So according to him, you yotze. Ach be'em is yotze oisam amanoshim shen yodel ispalo gamkin. If the guy's problem is not only that he doesn't know the page of Kiddush, but he didn't learn how to daven, which was no shortage of such people in Jewish history. So therefore, he had to be yotze in shul. Now, va'ayein b'rosh, docha divra rabbeinu dey mash m'kaperusha. That he disagreed with him. Why? D'nira d'lohavi kiddush klal shaloi b'mokum suda. It seems that altogether it's not a kiddush shaloi b'mokum suda. That's his contention. That's what the Rosh says. He says, va'adron t'muam etzli. He says, the Rosh, the Minchas Chinuch says, I don't begin to understand the Rosh. Is there anyone that says you're not Yotze Kiddush just with Dvorim? And certainly, in other words, meaning without a Suda. Most poskim hold that as long as he said something about Shabbos without a Kaisi Yotze. Or because you're going to be Kaddish Ala Yayin, if you make Kiddush on a cup of wine, Kulam Sari Yotze Dei Torah. There's one sheet of Satosvus that holds that you need a cup of wine also in a Torah. That's not Midr Rabbanan, the cup of wine. But the Kiddush B'mokum Suda has no Sheikhas. You're not yaitse, so why did we make it? Ain't raya. There's no raya. The midrabanan or nafke. The Gemara meant to say, what did the Gemara say? The water will make kiddush because you're not yaitse here. So the Gemara said because of the orchel. So what do you mean you're not yaitse? Rabbi Yonah says he yaitse. He says, but midrabanan you're not yaitse. Midrabanan you have to have it b'mokum suda. I'll consider it kaddish from shnia. Now, what we have to understand, sof kol sof, with this minchas chinuch, so he wants to argue that since eight, undoubtedly, the most you can need mina Torah is to have a cup of wine. More than that, you don't need. The suda, mokum suda, that's undoubtedly mina rabbanon. So you're certainly going to be yoytzei mina Torah by hearing it in shul. So then the shayla comes back again, is then why did the Gemara have to say l'hotzi orchem yidei chavosim? According to Rabbeinu Yonah, that you do reason for Kiddush is to be Yaitzi those that can't make Kiddush, and they'll be Yaitzi in our Torah. So then what's the point of the Gemara saying, L'hotzi Orchem Yedei Chavosim? What did the Gemara have to talk about the Orchem, Nachnosis Orchem? But the Gemara say, listen, from the regular Balabatim in the Shul, there are a good number of people that don't know how to make Kiddush on a normal Friday night. So the mail it's for them to be Yaitzi. What? Yeah, it's in their world it wasn't a bizoyim. I mean, remember, they had the institution of the Chazaras HaShatz, right? There were plenty of people that didn't know how to. We have it as a relic because it was enacted. Once it was enacted, it's a tefillah. That's a different story, as I've mentioned to you on other times. The Gemara says in Brochas that if a person it wasn't answered by his tefillah is Yishana, he should say a second tefillah. So the Gaon says, you know what the second tefillah is? The Chazaras HaShatz. As the house of risk defined for us, the question is two separate questions. And in most of Jewish history, till they have the rise of the house of risk, it's inherent in the Gra too, but most of us did not grasp this. There's the reason that Chazaras HaShatz was enacted. That was because there were unlettered people. Once it was enacted, what is it? Then it's a tefillah of the Rabbi. So we all gain from it now. That's why I have a very simple question. If it's not true, if it's just merely a relic of what was, because, you know, once in a while there's a guy that shows up that doesn't know how to daven, I have a very simple question. How come the halachas in the Shulchan Aruch about the qualifications of a chazan? And if a yom and a ram, a whole list of qualifications, he should be 30 years old and he should be married and a yor yishamak. I mean, if it's just fulfilling a takana, which really is a technicality, which has nothing to do with all of us, so who cares who we send up there? You might as well send up the guy with the nicest voice. At least the show should be a good show. So what's up? It's the whole thing that the chazan should be a tzitzistic person. Who cares? It's doch muchrach that the tefillah is a tefillah of the tzibur. Otherwise, there's no necessity of the qualifications of the chazan. So that was not, would not have seemed to have been in that time an embarrassment that he didn't know how to make a bracha. There were plenty of people that came to shul that didn't know how to make brachas.
Yeah, that had to be embarrassment because it says if you don't know how to make kiddush, his wife and kids talk all over the neighborhood.
If he's such a knowledge, he doesn't know how to make kiddush. Well, Marissa says about a bracha. I mean, it does say it about brachas and mosin too.
And it says, he's repeating whatever the cut is saying or yeah.
Some measure. So, but again, I mean, this is not as bad as that, because remember, we're not pointing to anyone. We're not pointing to anyone. Well, if you just say there are unlettered people in the world, and that's all, you know, over here we're all learned people, you know, the other shul has the unlearned ones, here with all the learned guys, you know, it is true. So, the Gemara is odd. If the Gemara had an outside reason, the Gemara should have told us from an Yonah's reason, and then tell us it's a secondary or whatever. There's something peculiar with Rabbi Yonah's formulation, because according to him, the Gemara really has a different answer. Which?
Weren't they eating right after?
Who eating right after?
The
Orchim were eating, yeah. What? No, that's the answer. For the Orchim was Mamakam Suda. But Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, suppose there are no Orchim anymore. Like today. So what's the Kiddush about? The Kiddush is for the guys that don't know how to make Kiddush. They answer Kiddush derisive. So the Gemara could have given that answer to. That remains. I mean, the whole defense, we'll finish the defense. Ki afladasa poistim deika Kiddush b'dvorim, mekom mokom takonos chazal ala yayim, mechem mokom suda. This is all takonos. This is the Rosh I find inexplicable, this critique of the Rabbeinu Yonah. So this is always to me a very, very fascinating subject. When we have an institution that deals with a brocha, and it's obviously out of place, and why we do it, the debate surrounding it is always fascinating to me. Yeah, Ronnie.
The classical theory may be, I thought that the reason they did it is this way, all the orphans, people who have no field, gathered in the front of the school and give the kids. And the rest of the guild would see who's there, and the people in the guild and fight them all.
That's not what happened. Sure. And they had, it's clear in the Rishonim, them. Because Tosus asked the Kasha, the Gemara says, Lahotzi Orchim Yidei Chayvosim, Tosus and Ari Psochem asked the Kasha. There's a Shaila, Machlekes Rashi and Tosus and Megillah. The Gemara says in Megillah that both the Knesios and Bovel are Tanai and Asuyim. They bought the Knesios and Bovel, I mean, they had the same problems that we have today. Baruch Hashem, if we build an Eretz Yisrael, the Atfila before the Rabbeinu Shalom is that it's going to last, that'd be a Sagoyim. But if we build in Chutz La'aretz, who knows how long we're going to use it. And this was in all Jewish history. So in Jewish history, he also said, "Bote k'nei'asiyos shubabobol atnai hein asuyin." They're made conditionally. The question is what that condition helps for. From the Rashi in Megillah, it's mashma that the condition helps even b'binyonim, even while they're standing. It's also the sheet of the Ramban. The Ramban cites it in Megillah too, that it has a certain effect while the shul is still in use. The sheet of Tosfos is, which is the equal of halacha that the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like, that the Tanai only helps with Chabonon after there are certain restrictions on what the site of a Beis HaKnesses can be used for when it's no longer functioning as a shul. That's when you need the Tanai. But while the building, while the Beis HaKnesses is in operation, the Tanai doesn't help. So according to Shitas HaTosfos, that while the shul is standing, you can't eat in the shul. So Tosfos says, what's the pshat of the Gemara Lahotzi Orchim Yidei Chavosim? So Tosis answers there was a side room attached to the shul.
They still did it in the middle of that?
Yes.
So where was the rest of the kiddush?
They still did, they heard. According to my explanation, it's fine. It was in, you know, Zohar, so much Shabbos, the Kacha, were Rabbah. That's the reason for it. Yeah. Yeah, either they hadn't asked to go, or maybe they went and marched over there in the first place. There are different possibilities of how it worked, the dynamic. But that way you could work, get different ways you can work that. There's another interesting issue that he goes into. And so this is a very fascinating issue. It's on page Kuf Mem Dalet. Os Tes in the Minchas Chinuch. Let's broach the following issue. The Gemara states that suppose a person didn't make Kiddush Friday night, whatever the reason, he forgot to make Kiddush Friday night, he was ill Friday night, he didn't feel well, whatever the reason, he didn't make Kiddush Friday night. So what does he do? So the Gemara says that he make Kiddush Shabbos in the daytime. So the Shiloh, what is this Kiddush that he make Shabbos in the daytime? And classically, there have been two views about how this Kiddush works. Some say that the notion of Kiddush is that at the first opportunity that you have on Shabbos, you make Kiddush. If it's Friday night, it's Friday night. If I didn't do it Friday night, so when the first on Shabbos in the daytime that I remember, I take a cup of wine, and I recite the whole text in a Friday night Kiddush, and I'm Yotze Kiddush. That's one view. Or do we say that the Kiddush in the daytime is really just a tashlumen? It's an erzatz. It's not the real thing. But rather, Kiddush Friday night ended. That's it. Kiddush Friday night is Friday night. This month for that ended. But they gave time to make it up after Friday night, but that's already a separate thing. Now we're going to see what the differences between these two possibilities. They're very profound differences. And Yitochen, that it's most likely that it's that is debated in Rishonim, which he really did not see yet, in Chaschinach, and Rishonim that have been published since its time, it seems to be debated in Arvei Psoch. So he starts with a very simple question. Now what happens if there was a cup? Now, to become a godel, you need two things. You need age, you have to be the age of 13, and he also has to have bodily hair, two bodily hairs. So what happens in Hoya Cotton Baleel Shabbos? There was a child, he was 13 years old, but he didn't have bodily hair yet. Shlohei v'shtei Cyrus. And the Yom HaShabbos, hei v'shtei Cyrus. And in the morning, he already has two Cyrus. And then what's the difference? Imlo Kiddush Baleel Shabbos. So if he didn't make Kiddush Friday night, for whatever reason, so then we have no Shiloh altogether. Undoubtedly, it's Chayim Minator the Kaddish B'Yom HaShabbos. Because he's assuming right now, ki Kiddush HaYom Lav Mitoros Tashlumenu. His first tzad, he's going to change his mind. But right now he's assuming that Kiddush is not mitzvah tashlumin. That is a very important point. The Gemara in Chagiga goes into the inyan of what happens. A person has 7 days to bring the korban of the Chagiga to. So when is the chiyuv? Is the chiyuv for all 7 days? Or the chiyuv is the first day? And the latter days are tashlumin, the make-up time for the first day. So the Gemara says, what's the difference between the two? That a person was chiga miyom rishon, he was crippled on the first day, and after the first day, had a refuah shleima. So the halacha is that a person that's crippled is potter from the riyah. So now, he on the first day, he was potter. On day three, he had a refuah shleima. So now, does he have to bring a korban? So if we say that this man to bring the korban is 7 days, and you can bring it any day that you want from 1 to 7, so he's mechuyah. But if we say that it's only a makeup period, a makeup is only for the one that was mechuyev at the beginning. If he wasn't mechuyev at the beginning, then there's no Indian to make it up. This also gets into a whole discussion, for example, Lo Aleinu, a person that was in Einan in the morning, and it was in Einan until Shoravis, the end of his month tefillah, and after that, the Levaya ended. It's 11 o'clock, so you have to daven Shachar Sanat. So the Rashid is the Chofetz Chaim brings in Siman Ayin that he doesn't daven Shachris. Because in the Ikras Man Tfilah, till Dalet Shoyes, he was in Ayin and his potter. So then there's no Indian for him to make it up afterwards. So this is what is going, this is his issue. So he's assuming right now that the Chiyav is that the first opportunity on Shabbos one should make Kiddush. So therefore, if he didn't make Kiddush Friday night, it doesn't make a difference. Whenever the opportunity comes, there's no, this man is all 24 hours of Shabbos. Yeah, that's if he didn't make it Friday night. Ki kiddush hayom la mitoras tashlumenu. Kiddush hayom is not a makeup period. Leimar kevin elo chozi b'leil Shabbos potter kamariyah v'chagiga. It's not like b'riyah and chagiga that if he wasn't chayiv on the first day and the rest of the days are a makeup period, that you're not chayiv the rest of the days. And then we would say a guy that was potter Friday night would be potter even if he became a chayiv Shabbos. You have 24 hours to make Kiddush. Obviously, you're supposed to make Kiddush in the first moment that you can. Oh. Kiddush b'leil Shabbos. Suppose he made Kiddush Friday night. So now we're really into a chasana. So he made Kiddush, but he was a kotten. And now, but he knew but Kiddush d'raisi wasn't yotzei. This is one of the, those that like pilpul, this is one of the favorite type of shaylos, because you could ask the shaylos many mitzvahs. I mean, there's an endless amount of Torah, for example, in this same question when it comes to Sfira Sa'ima. A kid becomes Bar Mitzvah in the days of a Sfira. So let's say, Yom Chop the Sfira becomes Bar Mitzvah. So we counted the first 19 days, he was a Kotten. So can he count the rest of the days with a Broch or not? Because now that he's a Godel, well, is the counting that he did while he's a Kotten, does that have any worth, any value? Or that was the counting of a minor, and it's insignificant. So there's endless Torah on this subject. And this type of switch of a cup. Now that's what he's headed for. Now, Achim Kiddush B'Leil Shabbos, he made Kiddush Friday night. The also Yechayim Midr Rabbanon, and he is Mechuyim Midr Rabbanon. Why? The Kotten Shagir Lechinim Chayim Midr Rei Sefer. A child, once he reaches the age that he understands what he's doing, is Mechuyim Midr Rabbanon to do the mitzvahs. And Mechuyim the Kaddish B'Yom and HaTorah, so now the daytime comes, is he supposed to take a case of Yayin and make Kiddush Min HaTorah or not? So this will depend. So there's a famous Mordechai That's a Mordechai Shnevi Morgan Avram. The Morgan Avram, the Shaila that the Morgan Avram raised is the following. The Shaila is that how do you make Kiddush? We'll take the simplest case. Let's say we say that Tois V'Shabbos is Midurabbalah, not Minatorah. It's a Shaila if Tois V'Shabbos is Midurais, or it's a Shabbos. Let's say it's Midurabbalah. So I come home from Shul. The sun didn't even set yet, right? I daven plaga mincha. I come home, we see a clear eye in the Gemara. You let him make kiddush at such a time. So he came home, and he makes kiddush. So how's he yotzer? Now tzeisik l'chov comes. So tzeisik l'chov is his man minatayr. When did he make kiddush? When it was Shabbos midrabbanan. So what happened? That was a yotzer. So the Mordechai, it's a Mordechai in Rosh Hashanah. I'm Rosh Hashanah on Megillah. I don't remember now. No, the Mordechai is in Megillah. It's about a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So he says the following. The Biplaga Mincha Afa Pishu Midrabbanan, even though it's only Shabbos Midrabbanan, but Bikomokam Poiter Mikiddush Shabbos, it qualifies to fulfill the Din D'oraisa. Why? Kidrabbanan Poiter Gamitzvah Menatar. A Din D'oraisa has standing on the D'oraisa of the Kiskeya. Something. It's not to be dismissed. On a D'oraisa of the Kiskeya, a Din D'oraisa has standing. So therefore, if the Kotan made Kiddush Friday night, from what he said, and then he became a Godel Shabbos morning, so Friday night he was Mechuyah Midrabbanan in Kiddush. The Torah recognizes a Ma'isah Mitzvah, which is Midrabbanan. So he fulfilled the did with that. That is the sheet. Achamogan of Ram, Hikshal, Zedamogan of Ram disagreed. Now, there's other answers too, which we went into before. The Rambam had a particularly difficult time with this halacha that you can make Kiddush early. Why? Because the Rambam has a very unique shita. The Rambam holds that Tosfos is only on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur is a din of Midbar Yom, and that's Tosfos Yom Kippur. Everything else, and that's why in Yom Kippur you have two times over, you have the pasuk three times, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, by Yom Kippur. Because there's a din of Tosfos, and the Tosfos is an Inuyim, and the Tosefus is in Melocha, but Kares is only for the actual day of Yom Kippur itself. That's why in the Loshen on Yom Kippur and Parshas Hamoades it says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. According to the Rambam, when it comes to Shabbos and Yontif, there's no Tosef Shabbos Midoraisa, and there's no Tosef Shabbos even Midorabbanan. It doesn't exist. So now the question is, so according to the Rambam, so how can you be Yotze Kiddush before? And we know clearly that you can't be Yotze Kiddush before. So that was the Rambam's Kiddush. The Rambam tells us that Kiddush doesn't have to be on Shabbos. Near the beginning of Shabbos, from Plaga Mincha, it's close to the beginning of Shabbos, you can make Kiddush already. So according to him, that if the Kotan made it Friday night, or got active a Kotan, there's no standing minatar. This is Vahavi Kamosha also, the third line in the left hand column. Vahavi Kamosha also, a mitzvah the Shasa Ptur, in a Poyter Achir. If a person did a mitzvah when he was Potter, it doesn't help when he becomes a Mechuyil the double. I'll give you a very simple example of this. A guy, you know, some people like to be Mekayim Adelo Yodam Pur. You know, everyone has their mitzvahs that they like to do the Mahadran. You know, they have the Chevra that like their mitzvah, the Mahadran, is Adelo Yodam Purim. This is, you know, a brisk Kashir. So let's say a guy gets bombed out at Sudas Purim, and it comes time to bench, and he doesn't know what world he's on. Right? The halacha has different levels of drunkenness. One is ena yochel adavar lifnei amelech, that if you had to have a serious conversation with serious consequences, you wouldn't conduct it in this state because you're not afraid that you're going to be in full control. So that person is mechuyav in mitzvahs, but he's not supposed to daven. Then we're going to read soon about this week's parsha. We're going to read about Lot. Right? Lot didn't know what world he was in. And his daughters took advantage. They tanked him up and they took advantage of him. So the Gemara says, Shikruso Shalot, when you reach the drunkenness of Lot, that is a din of a shaita. Potter from mitzvah step. Meaning that if you recited the Birchas HaMazon then, you're not Yotzei. He's not in a state that the Torah could place obligations upon you. So suppose 3 hours later you come out of it and you realize that you benched already. But 3 hours ago. But when I benched, I was shikur like Lot. So that halachas I'm not yaitz, I have to bench again. Not yaitz, I have to bench again. So that's what he says, Tabi Kamisha also mitzvah b'shasa p'tur. If I did a mitzvah when I was exempt from the mitzvah, then a poiter a chiyav, I'm not going to be, that won't help me when I actually become a chiyav in the mitzvah. He says the Rambam himself, so in other words what he's saying is like this, the Rambam and the Mordechai disagree. According to the Mordechai, the actions of a midrabanan, anything, or a kot nuz mechuyim midrabanan, anyone who's mechuyim midrabanan has standing under the dindarais. According to the Rambam it's not true. So he says, then what's surprising is the following. Let's run the same scenario again. That suppose we had a fellow at bar mitzvah in between Pesach and Pesach Sheni. And he was part of his father's group, and he was included in the first Korban Pesach and Pesach Rishon. And now on Pesach Sheni, he becomes Mechuyev Adolva. So what's the din? This is a Haram Atma Perakemi Korban Pesach Halacha Zayin Kosev Dim Kotten also Pesach Barishon. Suppose he made the first Korban Pesach, but he was a Kot, and his God will call him Pesach Sheni. Niftar mi Pesach Sheni is potter. Now this shouldn't be according to the Rambam, because the Rambam says a cotton doesn't have standing. He was counted everything, but it's only with the Rabbanon. He's not. He had no chiyah ben atur in the mitzvah. Yeah, each yochid has to bring it. A cotton could eat. We don't ask him from eating, but he's not yotzer. So after the cotton is not mechuy, after lo hiel the pesach we should chayim in atur. And he's the ayin shom b'turei evan. The turei evan, the shagas aryeh, asked this question. This goes into, you have to know other questions. You have to know really what's the association of pesach rishon and pesach sheni. Is it tashlumen or not tashlumen? That's one of the questions. I mean, he's obviously learning the turei evan that it's not a din of tashlumen, but that's a whole. It's a discussion in its own right. Well, this guy wasn't a chayiv either. He's also an oynus. He wasn't bar mitzvah yet. He's a bigger oynus than all the rest of the guys. So let's go down. Suppose a guy was in a psychotic state on Friday night. He's the part of the gamre lo mahani masha kiddush, and he made kiddush in a psychotic state. And now he's Shabbos morning. He came back to this world. So he wasn't yotzer. V'im dispakeach biyoyim v'ad echayim menator lekadosh. He's a nearly bor, the chiyuv shal kiddush eino rak b'layilo. It's not that it's b'layilo v'yom ha'balei tashlum, and it's not the pshat. Elo ha-mitzvah kol ha-yom be'ez ha-shom an-ayom. The mitzvah of kiddush is very fascinating. It means sometime at Shabbos, at the first point possible, you have to pick up the kais of war, say zohar ha-siyam ha-shabbos l'kacha. That's what you have to do. Im kem b'chuyuv l'kaddush b'yom. Then in the next paragraph, he decides that maybe he's not right. Shub nisyashafti b'dover. Says, now I thought it over. Ev shalom the kiddush hayom avalei rak tashlumen. That kiddush in the daytime is a tashlumen, just as a person that was lame on the first day of Yom Tov, and then he was healed during the rest of the days of Yom Tov. So if it's tashlumen, so you can't bring it. So maybe a guy that was not mechuyev, well, a cotton wasn't mechuyev, a person that was a shaita wasn't b'chuyiv, so Mameli can't make it the next day either. So he goes into an interesting question here. The Gemara wants to know what's the din if someone didn't make Kiddush Friday night, did he make Kiddush Shabbos in the daytime? So how does the Gemara attempt to prove this? We saw, for example, let's do the Rambam sheet is the easiest to do this. We saw Zochras Yom HaShabbos L'Tachshon. So the Rambam and the Chinuch both learned that there are two dinim in that. It's not only Kiddush, but the din Havdolah is also part of Zohar's Yom HaShabbos Tekachim. You have to set Shabbos off. You have to have a quotation at the beginning and an end quote at the end. Shabbos is miyuchad, special, set aside. So the Gemara, from that point, viewpoint, we can understand what the Gemara did. The Gemara said, what happened if somebody didn't make Havdolah on what's the Shabbos? What's the din? So we asked till Tuesday to make it up. So the Gemara said from that, we see that in the mitzvah of Zohar, according to the Rambam, that everything is from Zohar, the Yom HaShabbos, the Kacha, was the simplest, that it's obviously time to make it up. So on Friday night, Kiddush, you can make up Shabbos in the daytime. Now, so the Gemara compares making up of Dolor to the making up of Kiddush. So there's a classical Shaila, this was debated in the Rishonim, was debated in the Achrayim. Lo aleinu, what is an Einin? Motzi Shabbos. I was an Einin Motzi Shabbos, but I became an Einin after Avdolah. I didn't know about it yet. Shortly after Avdolah, my brother called me, Lo aleinu, that my mother was Nifter. I should mention that the Shia tonight is dedicated to Le'ili Nishmas, my father, Olamah Shalom, and Rabbi Moshe Yeshua, and Rabbi Benachad Moshe, who is 33rd Yortzeit is tonight. So I became an Ayin in Motzei Shabbos, but I became an Ayin after Avdolah. I didn't know about it yet. But let's say a person knows, for example, knows on Shabbos that someone in the family passed away. So by the time Motzei Shabbos comes, as soon as Motzei Shabbos comes, it's immediately an Ayin. So Lo Aleinu, there's a Levaya Sunday, they make a Levaya, and how it comes back from the Levaya is the Mechuyev in Avdolah. And this touches this issue that we've raised. What exactly is the association of the Havdalah all the rest of the days with the Havdalah of Motzei Shabbos? Is it that you have 3 days all the way until Tuesday night to make Havdalah, and he's supposed to do it at the first point possible? So therefore this guy couldn't do it until now? Okay, so now he's able to do it. He's no longer an Ayin, so now he makes Havdalah. Oh no. Or what?
How far are we going to
that? Until Tuesday night.
No, there's a lot there. I mean, the sun's in the restroom, right? The nozzle's at the
time. No, that's something else. That's what he's. That's a temporary thing. It's not. In this month, it's going to end already.
Wasn't
in this month. Oh, you know, let's say it didn't end the whole Motzei Shabbos. If it ended Motzei Shabbos, what did he make?
Okay.
Yeah. If it ended Motzei Shabbos, of course he's going to make up. It didn't end. The Levaya was Sunday in the daytime. So the whole time of the Chid. So if we say that the chiyuv is from Motzei Shabbos straight till Tuesday night, at the first point that the person can, well, maybe so he couldn't do it. He was an ayin in Motzei Shabbos. Okay, so Sunday afternoon, he comes back from the Levaya, he can make Avdolah. What if we'll say it's only Tashlumen, and when the chiyuv came Motzei Shabbos, he was potter, because he was an ayin. So then there's no point, then you can't make it up.
So,
I want to be suffix, this and that. I don't know. It's cool. Actually, Eitzis, when we want to know first what the
din
is. Okay, listen, we want to know what the din is. Eitzis will clear Eitzis. Eitzis, we can always find Eitzis. Oh. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Kimar, like the Maram, that the person is supposed to be Mavdo. So that means that the association is, it's not a Tashlum all the days. The Taz, though, disagreed, and the Taz said that you can't be Mavdo. So the implication is that this is the mirror image of what Kiddush is. What is Kiddush? The same way the Gemara associated this, the Gemara said, from this then I learned the halachas. I didn't make Kiddush Friday night. So if Havdalah after Motzei Shabbos is just a Tashlumen, so then we ought to say that Shabbos in the daytime is a Tashlumen. But if it's that we have a period from Motzei Shabbos till Tuesday night to make Havdalah, so then we ought to say that from Friday night all the way until Motzei Shabbos, we have a whole day to make up the Kiddush. So that's what he wants. He suggests that it's perhaps, depending on how you understand the association between the Motzei Shabbos Havdalah and the Havdalah till Tuesday, is the same association between the Friday night Kiddush and the and making up Kiddush Shabbos in the daytime. This is also a very, very fascinating Indian. Of exactly how Kiddush in the daytime works. Well, Ed, there's a similar notion that reminds itself. This rate is very similar. The Gemara says that if a person didn't daven mincha on Shabbos, so Motzei Shabbos, he has to daven a tefillah and he has to daven tashlumen. So when is he supposed to say the... When is he supposed to say the Atachon Antama? So the Gemara says he has to be Mavdul Barishan and not B'Shem. Because the first one is for Ma'ar, and the second one is the Tashlumen for Mincha. That's the Gemara. So the Yesh Reb Chaim Brisk, this shayla. A guy that didn't daven Marav Mutzah Shabbos. So now Sunday morning he has to daven twice. So which tefillah should he say at the Chonon Tanoin? Let's say it wasn't Mavdul, it has to be Mavdul. Which tefillah should he say at the Chonon Tanoin? So we might say he should say it in the second one, because the second one is the one that's making up for Marav. So the Chaim said, no, it's incorrect. The Din of Avdolah is in the first tefillah that we recite in the Chol. That's when we have to make Avdolah. Call it whatever name you want to give it is not relevant. In the first tefillah that we're davening after Shabbos, we have to do Avdolah. So now it's true. The first tefillah I'm doing Sunday morning is for Shachas, and the second one is for Marav. But the first tefillah is the Tom one that I have to be Avdolah. It's similar to the Indian was suggesting that this man for Kiddush is the whole Shabbos. When do you make it? The first opportunity you have. That's the time you make it. This man for Havdalah from Motzei Shabbos till Tuesday. Now, when do we make it? The first chance we can. So similarly, Reb Chaim said, when this man for Atachon and Tano? Listen, the first tefillah that we have after Shabbos is over, that's when we make it. Good evening, Rabbi Yisrael. Amen. Thank you.